Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Money can be a make or break issue. Being able to earn a living and then budget it out is vital for all of us, and far too many relationships have bitten the dust over financial stresses. In our series on wisdom from the Book of Proverbs, today we're looking at what the wise lessons are on our cold hard cash. The first one comes up as a warning. Proverbs says to never ever go guarantor on a friend or a stranger's debt. It says this: if you've gone into hock with a neighbour or locked yourself into a deal with a stranger, friend, don't waste a minute. Get yourself out of that mess. So that's tip one from Proverbs. No putting up security for someone else's debt. The next money tip I find in our wisdom search of Proverbs is about how we make our money. Firstly, it says, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes disappears quickly. Wealth from hard work grows over time. I'm sure plenty of people who've been on the receiving end of scams or fraudsters wish they'd heard that one first. Then there's this gem. Fools spend whatever they get. That one stings a bit, doesn't it? Wisdom from the Bible tells us not to blow every cent we have. Best I limit my time in shoe shops then, I think. Next in our Proverbs search on money, there's a reminder about having the right priorities. Tainted wealth has no lasting value, but right living can save your life. Great advice to make sure we have that the right way round. The quality of our character is so much more important than our bank balances. And that leads us on to another piece of wise advice from Proverbs about generosity. There's mention of both the importance and also the power of it. Proverbs says this: honour the Lord with your wealth and the best part of everything you produce. There are so many opportunities in life to be generous and to use our money as part of the way we worship God. And what's the alternative? Well, either money is just one more facet of the life we surrender in worship to God, or it's something we consider more important than God and keep to ourselves. And Proverbs says this: give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. What an amazing paradox. Generosity doesn't make us poorer. Actually, stinginess will do that. Giving freely, according to Proverbs, unlocks things to us that we otherwise miss out on. I'm taking a look through the wisdom of the Proverbs in the Bible over the next few weeks to see what it has to say about a whole range of topics. If you want more wisdom in your finances, Proverbs is a great place to start. And don't forget, there are financial counsellors at the Salvos Money Care who can help you with a budget plan too. I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.